5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I know of nothing that says the individual service members who received the bonuses did anything wrong or were anything but misled. And so they have to be held harmless in this.
Yeah, that's Mac Thornberry, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, on the Drive at 5 yesterday, Larry, talking about this case involving soldiers who were asked to reenlist and said, if you reenlist, we're going to give you a bonus. And then they did. And they went back and they served and they went back in theater. And now the Pentagon is coming after them and saying, now, we weren't supposed to give you those bonuses. We need the money back. How's that working out? And what's being done to help these soldiers, some 10,000 soldiers who are finding themselves in this position? Joining us on the line right now, Nate Anderson, Concerned Veterans for America's National Field Director. And by the way, a former Green Beret and Army Special Forces. Hello, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, I mean, what's going on? Are you hearing that Congress is going to do something about this? It seems like a pretty bad situation where we ask people to sign up, we give them a bonus and make promises to them, and then years later come back and say, we got to go back on that. We weren't supposed to have given you that money.
Right. Well, this story broke just on Friday with the LA Times. It turns out the National Guard, the California National Guard, mismanaged these bonuses. About 10,000 soldiers in California now are being ordered to repay them. And these bonuses stretch back well over a decade. And if the veterans are unable to pay back the money, the state plans to use interest charges and wage garnishments to recoup it. So they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If vets choose to appeal it, it can take years and years to go through the bureaucracy and the red tape. So appealing isn't really a legitimate choice either for many of them.
And I wonder, I mean, you said that the story broke on Friday, and we got to give kudos to the Los Angeles Times. It appears they're the ones who broke it, and it's great reporting. But I wonder if you're aware of people slipping through the cracks. I mean, how long has this been going on, Nate Anderson? Have you heard from any other vets who have reached out and said, oh, yeah, I had to deal with this a year and a half ago. I had to refinance my mortgage.
So several of the news outlets have interviewed a few vets who were affected by this. Many of them are combat vets who were asked to go back and serve after this was done. And bottom line is this: service members and vets deserve better than this. CVA is urging Congress to act immediately to waive these repayments. I'm in the National Guard myself. Here we have thousands of troops who were incentivized to reenlist. And by the way, reenlisting is not an easy option. Yeah. It's not an easy decision for a lot of Guard and Reserve members who have civilian careers to manage, families to support, and to sacrifice, particularly during those years, the height of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. But our nation called the answer. So these men and women fulfilled their end of the bargain, many risking their lives in the process when deployed. And now, years later, they're being told to return that incentive under the threat of interest payments. It's absurd. And it's not just a handful of folks. This is almost 10,000 of them being put under a financial burden.
Yeah. What I'm curious about is that why is the instinct here to go after the soldiers who were given the bonuses and not go after the people who made the promises and made these payments improperly? Seems like that was where the mistake was made, not by the people who innocently took what they were being told as being truthful and accepted the bonuses and decided to reenlist. Why are they the ones paying the price? Shouldn't it be the people who improperly offered those bonuses?
Yeah, it turns out that the enlistment bonuses were the result of some fraudulent tactics. being used by the California National Guard as they scrambled to meet their enlistment goals. Now, it's unfortunate, but this type of waste and fraud and abuse is all too common, really, out of the Pentagon. There's far too little congressional oversight on how the Pentagon is spending taxpayer money, and that's what allows snafus like this to happen in the first place. Think about the message that it sends to those who are going to be called upon in the future to serve our country. We need better control mechanisms. Really, a good place to start is by auditing the Pentagon, really the place where this came from.
Nate, when we raised this story yesterday, I pointed out that earlier this year, Congress called out the Pentagon for failing to account through basic audit practices, failing to account for $6.5 trillion in spending. Under Hillary Clinton, the State Department misplaced about $6 billion that they can't account for. Why would they go after vets for what? I mean, listen, I'm all for going after waste,
fraud,
and abuse.
I'm all for accountability, but that's pocket change.
$10 million here that was given to vets for reenlisting, you'd think that that would be prioritized kind of low.
You would think. We have a $19 trillion debt right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's be honest here, going after soldiers who received bonuses is probably not the best use of our time. I think that there's projects at the Pentagon that we can look into and provide scrutiny over that are going to be able to save us some serious money in the long term.
By the way, the LA Times article said that the Pentagon hired 42 auditors to track down all of these people and find all this.
I wonder how much
did
that cost?
Listen, Mac Thornberry, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, when I interviewed him yesterday afternoon, he said that he plans, they got two things that they can do. One is encourage the Pentagon to not go after these people and just change their policy. The second is they can fix it in legislation with the Defense Authorization Bill. Based on your relationship with the Pentagon, you deal with them all the time there with Concerned Veterans for America, do you think that the Pentagon's just going to step back and say, okay, fine, we'll call off the dogs on this?
Well, I mean, let's look back. When was the last time that they were able to do that? You know, and this is a perfect example of how the government's priorities are screwed up. The DOD isn't the only place in need of accountability here. This is something that the Department of Veterans Affairs has also been plagued by, just pure mismanagement.
Yeah.
Why aren't incompetent, even criminal VA employees asked to pay their bonuses?
Exactly.
Back?
Great point.
Fair
Nate.
Point.
We got to leave it there, but that's true.
$140
million in bonuses to VA people, administrators last year. Many of them were embroiled in the scandal.
It is 6:44. Thank you, Nate. Greatly appreciated.